From Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, this is Minnesota Music Memories, a musical time machine featuring the sounds of the 50s, 60s, and 70s from the land of 10,000 lakes. Minnesota Music Memories, supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Welcome, everyone, to Minnesota Music Memories. I'm your host, Carl Unbehown. Minnesota Music Memories is made possible through a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and may be heard every Thursday night live from 8 to 9 p.m. on KSRQ Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls. And if you're out of the listening area, the show may be heard online, and it's also archived on RadioNorthland.org. You just heard If You'd Only Loved Me by The Second Thought. Now, this was a Duluth group starting out as the DeVilles, but became The Second Thought in 1966 when their lead singer, Junior Thompson, dropped out of the band. They were comprised of Timothy Koivisto on lead guitar, Jim Johnson on bass guitar, Chuck Cox on rhythm guitar, Dennis Robinson on drums, and Kerry DeMaria, lead singer and organist. Manager Gloria Hovland writes, "I managed The Second Thoughts until they broke up. They recorded several songs, including Santa's Yellow Skidoo, Skidooin', When I'm in Love, If Only You'd Loved Me, and 3 Days of Travelin'." She goes on to say, "I still have copies of those 45s. Denny Robinson lives in Washington State and has been back to see me on several occasions. Kerry DeMaria was here from Florida this year because her father passed away. He also spent several hours visiting me with his girlfriend. Chuck Cox lives in Duluth, but I've not been able to reach him. I never knew where Jim was living or I would have contacted him." We learned that Jim Johnson passed away in 2013. If Only You'd Loved Me was written by Jim on the Gloria label, and we can fairly well surmise that the label was named after their manager. Well, up next, a group called The Batch from a 1969 album, Wait Till Tomorrow. This next tune is titled Drifting. Now, the Minnesota music scene of the 60s was exciting and vibrant time. Barry Thomas Goldberg and Gary Pawlak started their first band, The Shambles, as teenagers in 1966. That year, they had their first recording session at the legendary Dove Studios in Bloomington, Minnesota. Peter Steinberg and Dale Menton of Candy Floss Productions were very impressed with Goldberg and Pawlak's writing talents and made them partners in the original writing and producing team of Candy Floss Productions. Candy Floss had many regional and national releases. The Batch rose from the ashes of Candy Floss and consisted of Barry Thomas Goldberg, Gary Pawlak, Arnie Fogel, a very famous name, Jay Lee and Whip Lane. Here's The Batch with Drifting on Minnesota Music Memories.
I'm not afraid to
1965, Bob Derrickson on lead guitar, Rick Boehm on drums, Greg Huppert on keyboards, guitar and vocals, Randy Raymer, and Gary Orling on rhythm guitar are the Echomen, a surf band from Hastings, Minnesota and River Falls, Wisconsin. There are personnel changes, and in late 66, the Echomen become the Bedlam Four at the suggestion of a new member, Rick Pogue, who takes the name from an insane asylum from the Shakespeare play King Lear. The Bedlam Four are now Bob Derrickson on lead guitar and vocals, Greg Huppert on guitar, vocals and keyboards, Jack Taylor on bass guitar, and Rich Pogue on drums and vocals. In 1967, the band plays local clubs such as the New City Opera House, Magoo's, Someplace Else, Bobby's, and the Alps. The band also travels outstate to Cumberland, Spooner, River Falls, Bloomer, Menominee, Amory, Richardson, Hayward, and Rice Lake, Wisconsin. At Proach's popular ballroom in Ellsworth, Wisconsin, the owner, Dick Proach, takes a liking to the band and ponies up the money for a recording session at Dove. The band records four songs, I Just Want to Make Love to You, a Willie Dixon cover, Blue Feeling by Chuck Berry, Born in Chicago by Paul Butterfield, and Watch It Baby, an original by Rich Pogue with Rod Eaton engineering. The band opens up for several popular bands at Proach's, including the Yardbirds, Peter and Gordon, Tommy James and the Shondells, and Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. After making a connection with Ron Jurdy, the owner of Le Jack Record Company, the group records at its home basement in Golden Valley and records six songs over three Sunday afternoon sessions, including an original song that started out as a poem written by Rich Pogue, Hydrogen Atom. The origin of this song goes back to a trip to the mall Rich Pogue made at a young age with his parents, where a variety of bomb shelters were on display for sale. Hydrogen Atom is released on Armada Records with Watch It Baby on the flip side. But as all good things must come to an end, the Bedlam Four calls it quits. Here they are with a tune titled My Baby Is Gone.
Thank you. earth, the land where you really belong. Why Northwest Orion? And you'll discover the land where you really belong.
From the Twin Cities, Blue Sandalwood Soap was one of relatively few 60 psychedelic groups from the Twin Cities. They issued just one single, Friends I Haven't Yet Met on the A-side and Love Spirit on the B-side. Like their name, the group was an odd mixture of ingredients, instrumentally dominated by Harley Toberman's Farfisa organ and some pretty clumsy drug-induced lyrics. I don't know if that was in a weak attempt at recording a commercial for the airlines, but there you have it. Northwest Orient Airlines by Blue Sandalwood Soap. Not exactly a household name. Up next, Clarksfield, Minnesota garage combo, the Boss Tweeds, formed in the spring of 1964, comprising singers, guitarist Shelley Severson and Gene Miller, bassist Paul Larson, keyboardist Stan Berg, and drummer Tim Hofstad. Chiefly inspired by the British invasion, the group was a local favorite thanks to its frequent appearances at local teen dances. As its members went off to college, the Boss Tweeds dissolved in the spring of 68. Hofstad later abandoned a career as a stockbroker to sing gospel music, eventually building a recording studio and forming his own production company. In 1955, the original Boss Tweeds lineup reunited for the first time in close to three decades, and a few months later, Hofstad invited Miller and Larson to his studio to begin working on new material. The reunited Boss Tweeds issued their first ever full-length effort, Yesterday's Friends, in 1997. From 1966, recorded on Studio City Records out of Minneapolis, here's Going Away by the Boss Tweeds. You're listening to Minnesota Music Memories.
I'm going away. Gonna get a job. I'm going away. Gonna make a love. If they try to put me down, 'cause I do run. I'm going away. Oh, be gone on shout. Oh, won't you help me, help me, help me to be strong, shout. Oh, when I think about the things that I do, I'm moving. Listen, people, do what I say. Listen, people, do what I say. Everybody's got to learn it someday. I'm going away. Won't be gone long. All right. Oh, won't you help me, help me? Oh, help me to be strong now. I need the guiding hand of a person who do.
Thank you. myself with mixed emotions. I can hear both sides of my mind. I looked at God and he looked back. He said to my eyes, then I looked back. The guts and the soul could put me back.
Couldn't find much in these lads from Duluth, Minnesota. Allegedly, they recorded this 45 at Chess Studios in Chicago and subsequently lost most of the copies when they melted in a car. That's about all we know. That song was titled Destination. From an August 19th, 2009 online article from the Fairmont Sentinel, it's been nearly 40 years since the original members of a Fairmont band that saw regional success in the 1960s performed together. But tonight, for one night only, the Epicureans are together again. It's a one-time thing, said Steve Murphy, guitarist for the Epicureans and now of the Murphy Brothers. Ever since we got inducted into the Mid-America Hall of Fame in 2005, there's been an interest from people. It spiked a new interest, and to get that recognition to something you've put so much work into, it's uplifting. The reunion was more logistics than anything, according to Murphy and Jerry Clark of Fairmont. One of the original members and a replacement member both relocated to Texas. Another member is in Long Island, New York, but most of the members remain in southern Minnesota. The Epicureans originally formed in 1965 when two other Fairmont groups merged together. We recorded a 45 down in Iowa, Murphy said. I don't know if people even know what a 45 is anymore, but the A-side was Baby Be Mine, and we still get lots of requests for that one when we perform in the Fairmont area. The B-side was Don't Know Why I Cry. In 1969, the group recorded a second single, Blue Side of Lonely, with the flip side being Break Out and Run. We'll be performing those two songs, Murphy said. We always get good reception when we play those. But in the band's official 5 years together, there were some changes in the lineup. While Murphy was a consistent member, one member was replaced by his brother. Others joined the service or were drafted. Clark left the group but later became the band manager. In 1970, the group changed its name to Highway. It was just changing and evolving, Clark said, but we always had phenomenal musicians. Steve is still one of the leading guitar players in Minnesota. Highway managed to record a full-length album before disbanding in 1976. At that time, disco came along, and that kind of ended it, Clark said. Here's the Epicureans with the B-side of that single, I Don't Know Why I Cry.
That means a lot.
formed by a combo of brothers and cousins, the Candels, formed in Sandstone, Minnesota back in the mid-60s. Though their classic Cry Girl was originally intended as a flip side, it so impressed the recording studio that it became the A-side before heading to immortality thanks to its appearance on the now-famous Root 66 LP. Now, this is from an interview with Pete Vandershagen, Bob Vandershagen, and Jay Best. Jay said that his mother was a singer and taught piano and vocal music as well as English. Jay played trombone for 8 years in school and sang in the choir 1 year. Pete Vandershagen recalls that his brother Bob was in a band called the Turbans. Their bass player quit, and they had a gig coming up in 2 weeks. Pete was only 14 at the time, and voila, became the bass player. He adds that his dad played drums and his mom played piano in a polka band, so he was destined to play. Older brother Bob points out that his first rock band was called The Problems, then switched to The Turbans, which lasted only a year. The Candels formed back in 63 in Sandstone. Gene Best played lead, Jay Best played the drums, Bob Vandershagen played rhythm, and Pete Vandershagen played the bass. Sam Birch joined a little later on piano. The band's name evolved from The Candles with a C to Candles with a K to Candels. They were managed by their English teacher, Noble McVeigh, who hauled equipment, set up gigs and recording time, etc. The Candels played youth centers, proms, the Minnesota State Fair, G.C. Murphy's, teen dances, the University of Minnesota at St. Cloud, schools at Grindstone Lake, armories, teen clubs, and even a flood benefit at the St. Paul Armory in 1965 with the Avantes and the Morticians. About 5,000 kids showed up for that one. College in Vietnam ended the Candels' run in 1966. That was the Candels with It Is to Laugh. Up next, a tune by a gentleman named Nate Landrum, titled I Told the Wind. This was recorded on the Banger label in the Twin Cities. Flip side was No One Has Done Wrong. Can't find anything more on this folk artist whom one source called a lo-fi artist. Here's Nate Landrum with I Told the Wind.
I told the wind told the sea to please bring my lover home. Message in the night on a breeze to please bring my lover home to me. The power of love is ever strong to lead a man, to lead a man ever on. Then o'er a field and o'er the sea comes my cry, bring my lover home to me. I told the wind, sent a message on a breeze to please bring her home. Oh, love, come home. Bring my lover home to me. To please bring her home. Oh, love, come home. Bring my lover home to me. Darling, won't you please come on home.
Why?
was the Novels with Go Now. I found that song on YouTube. The comments said that the Novels were an unknown Minnesota band. After searching Google, they shall remain unknown. On the Westchester label, that was all 1 minute and 47 seconds of Go Now, again by the Novels. They were from St. Paul and were called Sir Lawrence and the Crescents. They recorded two singles, Flip Me Over, Ready or Not, on the Twin Town label, and Cheatin' on Me, Lover's Afterthought, on Dove. From 1966, here's Sir Lawrence with Cheatin' on Me. You're listening to Minnesota Music Memories.
Baby, you've been cheating on a line. Baby, can't you see I'm almost crying? You've been a cheating and a running around. Run, run, baby, run all over town. Baby, won't you tell me why? Yeah, pretty baby, been cheating on me. Baby, can't you see that you've been a run wild? Baby, don't you know that you're acting like a child? I don't care just what you've been a doing, but pretty baby, well, you must have been a missing round. Baby, won't you tell me why? Yeah, pretty baby, been cheating on me. Baby, don't you know how you broke my heart? All that's left is pieces since you tore it apart. All my face is on your frown. Baby, don't you know I gotta leave this town? Don't you know I have broke my heart? All that's left is pieces sent you torn apart. All my face is only a frown. Baby, don't you know I gotta leave this town? Baby, you've been cheating and a lying. Baby, can't you see I'm almost crying? You've been a cheating and a running around. Run, run, baby, run all over town. Baby, won't you tell me why? Yeah, pretty baby, been cheating on me.
Baby, you're on the meteorite. Mine is here, mine is here. I saw a pretty face, fine as hell, and I think it was a little bit fine. But your home, baby, we were good for the time. Fine, six, five, four, so three, two, one. Now, if you beat them all, baby, that's a habit of
That was a very obscure 60s group from Minnesota with a tune titled Minus One Blast Off. So obscure, can't find anything else on them. But hey, folks, if you ever want to make some comments or add to our encyclopedia of groups, just go to minnesotamusicmemories@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Up next, a Duluth, Minnesota group from the late 60s, possibly early 70s. Sound Incorporated wrote and produced a song called Dream that was number one on the local charts for 10 weeks in 1970. The band's still performing. Their current lineup features original members Dave Parsons, Russ Vandell, Steve Netzel, and Steve Lucia, along with Mick Jackson. Here's Shotgun, a cover of the hit by Junior Walker and the All-Stars, recorded on the UA label.
Some of the love.
That was Walking Around on the Decima label by Steve Ellis and the Starfires. Their story begins in late 62 when a teenager from Pipestone, way down in the southwest corner of Minnesota, named Steve Ellis Garlick, called a couple of buddies from Laverne, Butch Hadding and Jim Brandenburg, and asked if they wanted to start a band. So Steve Ellis and the Starfires were born, entering the 1960s rock and roll scene when local towns had ballrooms and venues for live music and dancing, were the regional norm on weekend nights. Over the next 5 years, as band members rotated in and out, they would share a stage with Chuck Berry and the Everly Brothers. Once they would play in a silo on Steve's Pipestone farm because they liked the echo. They also cut records, broadening their adoring fan base with a Midwestern hit, Walking Around, one of Ellis's original compositions. Little side note, as their star was rising, tragedy struck. Steve Ellis was killed in a motorcycle accident in 1967, just south of Pipestone on Highway 23. Another one of the Starfires, Barry Hansen, reportedly died while playing guitar in the bathtub. The band hung together for a short while, but without its leader, eventually scattered and lost touch. Life moved on. Well, up next, in the summer of 62, the Trash Men, Tony Andreessen, Steve Wawer, Bob Reed, and Del Winslow played their first official job at a school in Brooklyn Park. By the spring of 63, they perfected their infectious Surfin' Bird at local dances and at the prompting of DJ Bill Deal recorded a 45. The song went viral, peaking at number 4 on Billboard's charts. Originally credited to drummer Steve Wawer, a lawsuit ruled that it was plagiarism of two songs by the Rivingtons, Papa Uma Mau and The Bird's the Word. Here's the Ubangi Stomp by the Trashmen.
The cool gets a wild. Sent the shivers to my feet. I rocked in a road and I scared in a time. But the youth thinking stump until I roll over dead. Until I roll over dead.
Carl on Beyond here, reminding you that Minnesota Music Memories is aired every Thursday evening from 8 to 9 p.m. on KSRQ Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, and can be heard live on RadioNorthland.org. And the show's archived there as well. Glenn Broggett and myself produce the show and take turns presenting it to our valuable listeners, and we appreciate it. For you with smartphones, download the KSRQ app from TuneIn.com. Again, thanks for listening to Minnesota Music Memories, leaving you this evening with the Still Rovin' from Robbinsdale High School with Freak Out.